reward yourself with the new Nando's Cabo Society flatbread. Enjoy flame grilled shisanyama chicken society on a bed of delicious coleslaw and a toasted flatbread for only 55 rand. Nando's, fire it up.
We're finding out where are they now. Bakai on Rise FM Lunch. It's a Friday. And today we have the one and only finest lady of house, DJ Sindo. Hey,
Mama. Hello. Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, Sindo?
I'm good, my angel. How are you?
I am so good. It's good to hear from you. Hey, Wena, it's been a while, man. What are you doing to us? It's been so long. What have we done to you?
Man, hey. No, man, I haven't released music, but Nikon. I'm just doing shows all over.
Yeah.
I'm doing events. And other than that, man, I released a single last year called Hezekiah. But yeah, man, Nikon, again, I haven't left it. But I know people have been dying for my album to come out.
Suffering.
But unfortunately, you said it didn't happen. But I can assure you guys it's going to happen early next year. We had a bit of issues, but those issues have been sorted. So definitely next year, people must look out for my EP.
Very early in the DJ space, especially as a female in the country, you were labeled the first South African DJ to release a house compilation. Do you feel like there was a little too soon in the industry, or are you happy that it happened at the time that it did?
Honestly, I'm happy with the fact that it happened at that time, because honestly speaking, I never thought it was going to be as successful as it was. Releasing the first album and obviously selling gold at that time, so it was a shocking experience for me, but at the same time, it made me feel good that finally us ladies have made a mark in the industry. So yeah, man, I would say it was a great experience, and I'm happy that the momentum is going higher and higher now.
We've
got amapiano, different genres that people are releasing. Ladies are out there doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm so proud. Honestly speaking,
I'm also on the list of DJs thanks to the likes of you who've made it look so good. Sindo,
keep rocking, girl.
Oh,
keep rocking. I love to see it.
Definitely love. Thank you so much. Brah, I mean, there was a time you joined E.E. Durban's Finest, right? I remember there was a time where Gabanga umuntu yakumentorisha sebenza naye, next thing you are nominated with them in the same category. There was a time when you, DJ Tira and Sbu, were nominated in the same category. What happened there? How did you guys handle that situation?
You know what? When we started working together, we always try to, you know, lift each other up. If that person is being selected at that time, we give our support to that. So the guys have been very supportive from day one. I mean, they've always shown me as to what to do, what not to do. Obviously, being in the same category, wafa at that time, we just want to see who wins it and not. But honestly speaking, it was all love and support. It's always been like that. It's always been like that. We show each other love and support. If this year this one wins, yes, we're going to support that one. Next year, if this one wins, you know, it's always been that kind of a family vibe.
Yeah, I hear you. And the family vibe, absolutely love it too. There was a time when you released, I think it was 2010, I could be wrong, but I remember we're dancing to, is it Amaredo? Yeah, we were
Amaredo.
Biting our tongues, but dancing and filling up the dance floor. Yeah, Wena, can you please translate for us? I know it's been a while, listen to my language, my wife, 18, vele.
I get that a lot. Oh my goodness. That's one of the things I like about Amaredo, that song.
Is that
we're not even thinking it's going to be a hit up until today.
Uh-huh.
Like, people are loving that song. We were just playing around with Chili Soul, Chili and Marietta Soul. We were just playing around. Like, honestly, we were not thinking.
Yeah.
Those lyrics were something that we made in studio.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it worked. I always say, just do what makes the song sound good to you.
Mm.
Go ahead with it. Just do that, man. I mean, it doesn't really mean anything, but honestly speaking, we're just having fun, man. I'm glad that people love it.
It gets the people dancing, man. Speaking of songs, what would you say so far has been your ultimate, your favorite song where you go, you know what, I bow down to myself for this wonderful piece of art? What song is that?
Oh, my goodness. I would say I'm Already on the List.
Right.
I have so many of them. Yeah. I would say I'm Already on the List because up until today, man, whenever I play that song, yo, it's like I'm still shocked at how like people love the song. It's gotta be I'm Already. It's gotta be Terminator. When the beat drops, on Terminator, the crowd goes crazy. So, man, I would say those are some of my songs that I'll say, like, I'll look back and I'm like so proud and I'm happy. There's lots of them. If I had to choose, I'll choose those top two.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I were to choose the top three. Gizemasandeni too, a song that I did with Juicy. Yeah. I love it. Those are my top three.
One thing I know for sure is when everybody hears zan 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 zan, zan zan zan, you know it's going down. It's going down. I don't know why you're leaving out Yam Nandi in Toko as well.
Yam Nandi,
where's Saba Rechek, Sindo? Why since I see Rechek on the dance floor?
So
come
many
on.
Of them. Ugh, man, like there's lots of them. Puzzle Face.
Oh, man.
Also, I love it. Ujetusebenzile. Oh, man.
You've done amazing.
Kokazi.
Yeah?
Oh, man. I would say most of these songs, when I listen to them, I look back and I'm so thankful to God. You did it. And I'm so blessed.
What's coming in the near future as far as DJ Sindoor is concerned? What can we expect? We're almost closing off the year 2024. I'm taking it you are getting booked left, right and center. What can we expect leading to the end of the year and also in the near future?
Towards the end of the year, I just confirmed an event. We're going to London.
Oh yes,
in November.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Like I said, we had initially planned that I'm going to be releasing like an EP or a single, but there's a single that was released but was put on hold.
Okay.
It's called Uibambe.
Mm-hmm.
I did that track with Innovator and Siba Music. The song is more on the electro, a tribal side, so people can expect something a bit different from DJ Sindoor. So we decided, you know, we're going to release that all those songs under my EP definitely during Easter time, because the year is almost over now. The year is almost over now, so yeah, definitely going to be releasing that EP. And other than that, DJ Sindoor will be out there doing events, doing gigs. Just follow my socials for more information.
Oh, absolutely. I was about to ask you your social media handles before I let you go. I hate to let you go, but I gotta. You know this thing.
Yeah, man. My social media on my Instagram is DJ_Sindoor. Spelled CNDO, and also on Twitter it's DJ_Sindoor, and also on TikTok it's DJ_Sindoor. Facebook I'm not that much, but it's also called DJ Sindoor, but I am active there, but not as much as these other social networks.
Oh, DJ Sindoor, thank you so much for chatting to us. It's good to know where you are now. We're happy to hear you. It's still very well. Your feet are still thick in the grass, in the sand. You're still in the entertainment industry. Looking forward to your next album very, very soon. Wishing you all the best throughout your career, my sister. Thank you for returning, man. We've been missing you, man.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We miss you.
You guys too.
Take care, my loving.
So
the one and only DJ Sindoor chatting to us on Rise FM, our Friday feature. Where are they now? Well, now you know. You may not know what this means. As long as it gets you on the dance floor, it's Rise FM Lunch. I'm Lily Wakamakofale.